You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. The nonpartisan primary election for the superintendent of public instruction, Wisconsin's top education post, it's less than 3 weeks away. Seven candidates are running in the primary ahead of the April 6th general election. We're meeting the candidates in the coming weeks. And next up, it's Steve Kroll, principal of Garland Elementary School in Milwaukee. What do you want to know about his priorities for public schools in our state? Join in 800-642-1234. Steve, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Happy to be here.
So explain, why do you want this job? Why do you want to be the next state superintendent?
Sure. So first of all, I was born and raised in Wisconsin. And when I finished high school, I joined the U.S. Air Force. And there I was an instructor and then a training manager, and I learned a lot there. And two things that were very important that I think that I brought back with me are that I love to teach and that I was very good and trained at creating and organizing systemic change. But when I moved back to Milwaukee, what happened was that I became a teacher. I was a middle school teacher and then an elementary teacher, and I was quickly promoted then to academic coach and assistant principal, and now I'm a principal, where we also have put in major systemic change, and we're winning. So I'm running for state superintendent because I see us at a crossroads. You know, I see that our children and our grandchildren are having less opportunities. And, you know, recently I just read that for the first time in American history, we have a generation who is not doing economically as well as their parents. And I partially believe that's because of our education system. You know, Wisconsin used to be known for our great education system. I mean, we were top, right up there at the top. And what happened was, in the past 30 years, we've had these reforms that have been put in place, and they really have not been successful. You know, if they were, we wouldn't have a teacher shortage in the thousands that we have right now. We wouldn't have the largest opportunity gap in the nation. And we wouldn't have gotten rid of all of our vocational education programs and the broadband and transportation issues of our rural areas. So what the top-down approach just hasn't worked. And so I believe we need change.
And I want to just jump in here because of time, but COVID looms large as the pandemic continues. When do you think schools should be holding instruction virtually or in person? What is your plan for the pandemic?
So we're almost out of the woods on this one, but I think that what we need to do is look at our system, because I think that COVID really has spotlighted some of the major structural issues in our education system. I mean, the fact that we have some kids who are in classrooms of 15 while others are in classrooms of 45, well, that just prevents the type of safety measures that could be put in place during a pandemic, this one or a future one. You know, so this is an opportunity for us not only to rebuild our education system in a way that will ensure opportunity for our children and grandchildren, but I think it's also a planning mechanism for when a pandemic inevitably arrives again, right? I mean, so we need proper ventilation and HVAC systems in our schools. We need small class sizes. We need the PPE we need to be successful.
We're talking with Steve Kroll, who is principal of Milwaukee's Garland Elementary School. We're talking with one of seven candidates here running for state superintendent. Let's bring in John now in Appleton. Hi, John. Go ahead.
Oh, good morning, Kate, and thank you for your show and all you do. I wanted to ask Mr. Kroll, and I appreciate your situation of where you work. A couple of Milwaukee schools a few years ago started a year-round calendar, you know, where they're in 6 weeks and out for two. I'm wondering how innovative you want to be going forward with state schools for, you know, getting out of the 18th century model, calendar model, and going into a more up-to-date and more human-friendly calendar where, you know, education has definite peak times, but also some built-in remedial enrichment coping time for kids and all the families impacted by schools.
John, thanks so much, John. Let's have Steve jump in here.
Sure. So to the first part of the question, you know, year-round schools are a decent idea, but one of the major issues is, again, our infrastructure, where we don't have air conditioning. You know, kids have to feel physically, socially, and emotionally safe to learn. And if they're sweating because they can't focus, and then they can't focus on what they're learning, you know, that's not an effective way. But I do agree. What we do need to do is make sure that we shift from a rote type system to one where we can teach innovation and problem solving and critical thinking, because really that's what we need to make Wisconsin the innovators that we used to be.
How will children be able to be caught up here in the pandemic where we're losing so much ground? How do you suggest they catch up?
So something that needs to happen, in my view, is there needs to be structural reform as far as finances, because right now there's some districts that get roughly twice as much money per other districts for their base funding per student. And so we have these inputs that are vastly different, but we're expecting the same output. So really what we need to do is revamp our system. So that way, then, all children have the opportunities that they need and the supports that they need to be successful. I mean, we can spin our wheels all day long doing what we're currently doing, or we can make the meaningful change that I know that will not only be successful for, you know, students who already are in those environments, but all the students of Wisconsin across the state.
Okay, so when you look at the funding formula, then, which schools should receive more funding?
So first, I believe we need to establish a basic standard of student care. So essentially, we need to look at what are the basic things that when we go to any school within the state, it should have this, whether that's enrichment programs, a certain class size, quality and qualified teachers, whatever that is, we need to determine that and then fund it. Then additionally, we need to give students who need that additional help for special education or English learners or students who are in poverty, we need to give those additional supports through revenues that we tend to get from the federal government and from states as well.
How would you address our state's huge racial and economic disparities that divide student achievement, like straight across the state?
So part of that is the economic problem that I'm talking about. Really, you know, a lot of people talk about the achievement gap, which places the onus and the blame on teachers and students, but it's really an opportunity gap. That means that, like, we are not giving the same opportunities to all students in our state. And I'm not just talking about Milwaukee or urban areas. I'm saying rural areas, too. I mean, if you look at some of the funding differences that we see, I mean, it's just, honestly, I think, I don't want to put it this way, but I'm going to, our state values some kids more than other kids. And I think that's wrong.
Steve, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much, Kate, and have a wonderful day.
You too. Steve Krull is principal of Garland Elementary School in Milwaukee. Coming up, we have another candidate vying to become the next state superintendent of public instruction. What questions do you have for Jill Underley? What do you want to know about her positions or her approach to COVID and schools? Join in 800-642-1234. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.